And now, the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Yuki Meets the Boss. This is another of those pure fantasy chapters from the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. It takes place in the land of make-believe. Of course, there is no such place. This is just pure make-believe. Yuki had gone to the land of make-believe to locate Sparky. Yuki was arrested for cavorting with the witch of the gingerbread house, talking to Little Red Riding Hood and walking on the wrong side of the street. Every place he went, the leprechauns looked like Sparky, so he was very confused. He was tried in court and thrown in jail.
People, person, prisoner. All right, this is where you can spend the rest of your life, whatever they say about it. This is your cell. Go on, get in there. You have to share it with another prisoner, another prisoner, another prisoner.
Oh, all right. Just lock me up and get it over with. Well, here I am in jail in the land of make-believe. Wish this here jail was a make-believe jail, but the walls are just as solid as the Rock of Gibraltar. Well, fellow prisoner, what are you in for?
Oh, I just, Hey, Yuki, what are you doing here?
Yeah, now wouldn't you know it, even the prisoners that they put me in jail with look like Sparky. Hey, wait a minute, how'd you know my name is Yuki?
Yuki, don't you know me? I'm Sparky, your old friend.
Yeah, that's what I kept trying to tell all them other fellows who looked like you. Are you really Sparky? Or just another one of them there leprechaun fellers that all
Yuki,
look alike?
Yuki, I'm Sparky, don't you recognize me?
Yeah, telling you the truth, Sparky lad, I'm getting a little tired of recognizing you. Everybody I look at looks just like you.
Well, Yuki, I can prove I'm Sparky. Listen, Yuki, how's Big John? How's Mayor Plumfront? How's your 1913 Model 3 taxi cab? Does that prove anything, Yuki?
Oh, well, you know, say, you are Sparky after all. Well, I found you at last. But now the question is, now that I found you, how am I going to get you and me out of this here jail and get you back home again?
Yeah, that's going to be a pretty tough job.
Yeah.
In the land of make-believe, they make their jails really escape-proof. They have to be when you use them to hold magic people like elves and gnomes and leprechauns.
Ah, well, Sparky lad, never fear. Just leave everything to good old Yuki Butcha. I'll think of a way out. Just leave everything to me. Just let me do all the thinking. Okay there, Sparky lad, huh?
Yeah, sure, okay.
Right.
What do you think? Do you think there really is some way we can get out of here?
Well, I haven't thought of anything yet, but just give me time. I'll think of something, all right.
Well, you may as well know it, Yuki. This is known as Impossible Jail.
Is that right? Impossible Jail, you say?
Sure, and they call it that because it's impossible to escape from it.
Impossible? Nothing's impossible. It's impossible to think of something that's impossible. You couldn't possibly think of something that's impossible because it's impossible. That's what it is, impossible.
Well, I don't know, Yuki. Some of the most magic people in the land of make-believe have tried to escape from this jail. In fact, you know, Yuki, don't you, that only magic people live here?
Well, I still say it's impossible to build an escape-proof jail.
Well, look, if the people in this land can't escape from this jail, I don't know how we can.
Never fear, lad. Never fear. Yuki Butcha is here. I shall think of a way. Yes, I shall. Let's see here.
Say, by the way, Yuki, how did you ever get here?
Well, they arrested me for walking on the wrong side of the road. Most half-wit reason ever heard of for arresting a fella. They also found me guilty of eating a chunk out of the strawberry ice cream mountain. But
I don't mean how did you get in jail.
Huh?
I mean, how did you get here to the land of make-believe? It's supposed to be impossible for people, persons from Earth, to get here without the help of a leprechaun or an elf.
Impossible. I'm here, ain't I? I told you nothing was impossible. That proves it. Yeah, it's impossible to think of something that's impossible.
Well, I know, but how'd you get here?
How'd I get here? Well, I just upped and invented a magic travel machine. A scientific magic travel machine, that is. And I got in it, and I had the mayor and Big John pull down the lever and send me here.
No kidding. What do you know? A magic travel machine.
Say, wait a minute. If my magic travel machine got me here, why can't it get us back home? Yeah. That's how we'll get out of this here impossible jail, Sparky lad. With the scientific magic travel machine.
Well, you can try it, Yuki, but I doubt it if it'll work.
Well, that's exactly what Mayor Plumfront and Big John said when I showed them my magic travel machine. They said it wouldn't work either, but it does. Here I am in the land of make-believe, and the magic travel machine is the thing that got me here.
How can you use your magic travel machine to get us out of here if it isn't here with us?
Oh, well, never you mind about that, Sparky lad. You just keep your eyes and ears open. Mayor? Big John? Can you hear me?
Boy, what's the matter with you? Why are you talking to Mayor Plumfront and Big John? They're not here.
Hey, quiet, Sparky lad. I'll explain all this to you later when we get back home to my inventing laboratory. First, I can show you my magic travel machine, show you how it works. So just keep
okay.
Quiet. Hey, Mayor? Big John? Hello? Mayor, Big John, are you still listening to me? Hey, listen, fellas. set the dials in front of a magic travel machine to zero and set all three of the dials there. You got that, fellas? And after you got all the dials set to zero, pull down the lever and bring us back home. All right, now, Sparky lad, hold your breath, because this is going to tickle.
Okay.
Here we go. Well, come on, Mayor, pull down the lever. We're waiting.
Huh. I'm afraid your magic travel machine isn't going to work, Yuki.
What do you mean it's going to work? It worked to get me here to the land of make-believe in the first place, didn't it?
Yes, but it'll never be able to get you out of the impossible jail, because nothing can get you out of impossible jail.
Yeah, well, my magic travel machine can. That Mayor Plumpfront has probably just gone to sleep at the switch. Hey, Mayor, wake up there. Come on, Mayor, get on the job. Pull down the lever on my magic travel machine and get Sparky and me out of this here land of make-believe jail. Okay, hold your breath now, Sparky lad.
Okay. I'm waiting.
Yeah, so am I. Can't understand it. Now, Mayor, come on. Get this thing on the road here. Quit messing around. Pull down that there lever on my magic travel machine that I told you about.
You see, I hate to keep on saying this, but your magic travel machine won't work once you're inside this jail, because this jail is not only escape-proof, but it's magic-proof.
Oh, is that so? Well, it won't stop my magic travel machine, because it's a scientific magic travel machine. Uh-oh. Look out there, Sparky lad. Look out. I believe my magic travel machine is about to develop a little delayed action there. Tickle something. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, here we go. What's the matter, Sparky lad?
Hey, you see, something tells me that this isn't your magic travel machine that's great. It's Mr. Oboshot. Wait and see. The next place we'll be in is Mr. Oboshot's official vice residential tower. Oh, this is bad. Oh, hold on to your hat, Yuki. Here we go.
Tell you, Yuki.
This is Mr. Oboshot's palace.
Well, what do you know? Hey, who are those two fellas there in the circus tights coming through the door? See right over there?
Those are Mr. Oboshot's official pages. There's Mr. Oboshot.
Well, I see you have returned, Sparky.
Yes, sir, Mr. Oglethorpe.
And who, may I ask, is this odd-looking creature you have brought with you?
This is Yuki Butcher. He's a friend of mine on Earth.
I see. Well, I needn't ask why you wanted to come back here. However, I happen to know that you had a very selfish reason for wanting to come back.
Selfish reason?
Now, there's no reason to act innocent, young man. You had a selfish reason. You didn't want your friend Big John to get married. You were jealous of his lady friend. My, oh my, jealousy. Very unbecoming a representative of the land of make-believe. Very unbecoming a make-believe elf. Sparky?
Yes, Mr. Oglethorpe?
You are a disgrace to the land of make-believe. And as punishment, I'm afraid I shall have to sentence you to the Tangley Tower.
Oh, no, not that, Mr. Oglethorpe. Not the Tangley Tower. Anything but that, please. Please don't send me. Not there.
I have spoken. It's the Tangley Tower for you and for your friend.
Now, wait a minute here, Mr. Oglesharp. I have my rights. You can't do this to me, because I will not stand for it.
I have spoken. I am complete ruler over all elves, gnomes, and leprechauns.
Well, I beg to inform you, Mr. Oglesharp, that I'm not an elf. You cannot do anything to me. I demand my rights. I am not an elf.
After I get finished with you, you will be. Mr. Yuki Butcher, you are now an elf.
Oh, just a minute. You can't do this to me. Oh, me, that's a fight. Hey, Hey, Yuki! Mr. Oogletrap has turned you into an elf! Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy! Hey, Yuki, how does it feel to be an elf? I mean, after being a real-life, full-fledged human people person all these years. Yeah, that's a fight, lad, that's a fight. I don't like big as little as you are. I want to be 5'2" like I always was. Hey, Mr. Oogletrap, change me back to a people person. Hey, Mr. Oogletrap, do you hear me? No use shouting, Yuki. Mr. Oogletrap is gone. You may as well get ready to go to the Tangly Tower. What is that there, Tangly Tower? Oh, I hate to tell you, Yuki. Maybe you just better wait and see when we get there. Well, when will we get there, lad? Very soon, Yuki. Very soon. In fact, probably sooner than you think. Oh, me.